Hi everyone, this is Andy Studna, Senior Editor of Applied Clinical Trials. Welcome to today's edition of the ACT Brief, your fast track to the latest insights shaping ClinOps and drug development. Let's get started. First up, in part 3 of an ACT interview, Liz Beattie of Inato continued her conversation with us and said that community research sites continue to face barriers as sponsors rely on a small subset of familiar sites to run most trials. Beattie noted that growing pipeline competition at large academic centers is creating new openings, and said community sites that invest in AI and can credibly demonstrate real-time patient access, especially in underrepresented populations, are better positioned to secure trial opportunities in 2026. In a new contributor article on ACT, Florence Malum highlights how delays in licensing and translating clinical outcome assessment measures continue to slow clinical trial setup and put first patient in at risk. The article argues that limited pre-license access to COAs, unclear copyright ownership, and inconsistent response timelines for sponsors and eCOA providers to quote-unquote buy blind, and calls for earlier access to official measures to streamline protocol development, electronic implementation, and trial startup. And finally, in a 2026 Industry Outlook interview from our sister publication, PharmTech, Bina Wood of Kinexa said AI has the potential to transform pharmacovigilance through near real-time global safety surveillance, but only if foundational issues are addressed first. Wood pointed to fragmented, non-standardized data, lack of interoperability, and unresolved trust and explainability concerns as key barriers, adding that organizations investing now in data foundations, governance, and change management will be best positioned to scale AI responsibly. And that's all for today's edition of the ACT Brief. Join us right back here tomorrow for more updates shaping clinical operations and drug development. Thank you for listening.